presidents, members of Congress, veterans, and many others call it the finest fighting force in the world. But the Army doesn't stay that way by accident. Recruiting is a constant challenge, particularly as society and culture changes. Major General Jeffrey Snow is commander of the Army Recruiting Command. He's standing by with Tom at the Association of the U.S. Army Convention in Washington. Tom?
Thank you, Emily, and General Snow, great to have you on.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity to spend a few minutes with you today.
All right, so we have just finished fiscal 2015. How did the Army do in its recruitment goals for both the active force and the reserves?
We made our mission for the active component. So that was 59,000, and we recruited a little bit more than that for the active component. For the Army Reserve, we fell a little short. We're a couple thousand short, but we're very optimistic as we move into 16.
That's a little surprising because you would think people that are working or hope to work and have a career besides the Army, that would be a more popular option than active duty, but sounds like not so much.
Well, there are some unique challenges with the Army Reserve. You know, we're really looking for individuals that operate within a particular radius of those Army Reserve units. And so that is one of the challenges. In some cases, we're looking for a needle in a haystack to fill a particular requirement. So a little bit different challenge, but again, optimistic as we move into 16.
All right, so 16, what are the goals? What are the big challenges, too, that go along with those goals?
Well, I mean, so one of the things I would say to that is our active component recruiting mission this year actually goes up a little bit to 62,500. For the Army Reserve, it's broken out into non-prior service. That's about 14,000 and a couple thousand for prior service. So those are that really is the mission that we get. Having said this, so the first thing I would tell you is there's a notion that because the Army's drawing down that we don't need people, but clearly given those numbers, we do. The Army it's critically important that we continue to get fresh blood into the Army, and we're definitely open for business.
I was going to say, yeah, a lot of people feel, well, it's going down to 475, 450, or whatever the number. I don't think even Congress has decided on a final number yet for the size of the Army. But a lot of people leave every year, too. Mm-hmm. So you need that, I guess, incoming freshman force, if you will, to populate not only that, but the future ranks that you'll need for leadership.
Absolutely. I mean, there's normal attrition. There are some, in some occupational specialties we grew, we're drawing those down. So absolutely, we are relying upon an influx of people each and every year for all components. So I talked about active component Army Reserve, but also there's National Guard, too. We've got a good relationship with them, but they recruit for their own forces.
Now, you've got to balance two kind of factors when recruiting for the Army. One is, are the quality of the people showing up at your doors worthy of being of joining the Army? But mm-hmm. then there's also the general, I guess your word is propensity for people to want to join the Army.
Right. So let me take the second one on quality. Last year, we did very well quality. So the vast majority of our forces that joined had a high school degree. And then, you know, we look at those that test their cognitive capability. That quality is got to stay at a certain level. That was also very high for the Army last year. So that part is good. On the propensity, you know, that's a challenge. You know, unfortunately, despite the fact that we've borne the brunt of two ground campaigns in the last 14 years, the American public has lost touch with the military. Not as many know just, you know, the capabilities of the Army and what we have to offer.
I mean, there's a lot of technical content even in the basic training, I imagine, nowadays.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, particularly as you sit here and at the AOSA convention, you just see how technically savvy our force needs to be. So we've got, you know, 150 different specialties that we recruit for. Many are technical in nature.
All right. And what about the female versus male portion? Now, this year, the Army has a couple of Rangers, you know, females made it to that level. That's been a lot of publicity surrounding that whole issue. Has that increased the propensity of women to join the Army?
We know that even before given the opportunity for these women to go to Ranger school, we know women are much less propensed to join the military than men. But I think part of that is a function of myths. You know, they are uncertain. Are they going to be able to have a family? Are they going to be able to pursue it, their education dreams? And one of our challenges, and my deputy happens to be a woman. She's done a great job of debunking some of these myths associated for women. We absolutely need women to join our ranks, and we are opening up increasing specialties for some of these women.
Now, as commander of recruiting command, how much say do you have over the kind of marketing and advertising that the Army does? Because we've seen a range of topics presented to the public. It could be computers and high tech and drone work and this kind of thing. And then sometimes the ads will run more toward being in the mud, being, mm-hmm. you know, firing weapons and this kind of thing. I mean, the range of options. Do you have some say over what it is you want to present to the public?
Well, I mean, I would say certainly that we do. Right now, the Army marketing research group, AMRG for short, is run by Mr. Davis, and we've got a very good relationship. Now, part of this is about branding the Army, okay? And the other part of this is helping kind of, again, connect them to the Army. And then there's a local component, too. And so we really, he works the Army brand, and I work with my recruiters on the local advertising because, just like politics, all aspects of recruiting are local, and we need to be resourced as such to get after it locally.
All right, so getting back to the recruits themselves, the people that you see before you, now you've been in the Army a long time, you're now a two-star general. What has changed in the seed corn for the Army, you know, the youth of the America then, and what's pretty much constant through the years?
Well, when you go back, you know, again, you can, we've got records that take us all the way back to World War II and would show you that you know, 40% had somebody who was in the military. So 40% of the youth knew somebody. That number has actually grown much smaller over the course of the years. You know, many would argue that we've become almost a family business. So those that choose to serve now, it means that either they had a father or a mother or a grandfather. But that percentage is much smaller. So one of the challenges, again, is reaching out, getting connected to the American community, making sure that they're able to make an informed decision about today's military.
And a final question, the ROTC has started to expand again. It's gone back to some campuses that it had never been before. Is that helping the general cause?
I think so. I think any time the American public has contact with somebody in uniform, they begin to realize that, hey, these people aren't robots. They're real people. And I think that helps them understand, hey, wait a minute, I think I could do this. I think I could serve my country.
All right, so if someone walks, suppose you were a recruiter yourself again, mm-hmm. right there on the city street, mm-hmm. the storefront, and somebody walked in and said, why should I join the Army? What would your two-sentence answer be?
My two-sentence answer would be, it's an opportunity to serve your nation and serve on the greatest team on the planet, the force that has done some tremendous good for our nation and will continue to do so to protect our freedoms.
All right. Major General Jeffrey Snow is commander of the Army Recruiting Command. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, Tom.